Okay, Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the progenitor of a great nation, the nation that eventually received the Torah, because as God describes it, Ki Yadati, because I know him intimately, L'man Asher Yitzave Banav Ubeiso Achrav Lishmor Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedakah Umishpat, because Avraham Avinu will instruct his children and his household after him to observe the way of God, Lishmor Derech Hashem, and also to do tzedakah, righteousness, and mishpat, and justice. Those are the three ideas. The Tosefta in Peah says, what are these things? Bishamru Derech Hashem, he will observe the way of God, that's Gemilus Chasadim. That is the main attribute of God is chesed. The whole reason why God created the world is because he wanted to shower his kindness, his goodness on creation. So Derech Hashem, the Tosefta says, is Gemilus Chasadim. That's kindness. That's the way of God. Lasso tzedakah, tzedakah is righteousness. And Mishpat is dinim, is justice. The Medrash HaGadol says a little bit differently, but a little bit more clearly. Leman Havi al Avram es Asher Diber Olav Zeh HaChesed. God will bring unto Avram what he promised him. That refers to Chesed. Shenemar Chesed l'Avram. V'lifnei keinu omer laso tzedako mishpat. Before that it says to do righteousness and justice. K'shakadosh Baruch Hu maskir es HaMishpat. Whenever God mentions justice, which is judgment, which is very harsh, somech lo es HaChesed mikan v'es HaTzedakah mikan. On one side he puts Chesed, kindness, and the other side, tzedakah, which is righteousness, but also has to do with mercy, charity. Because he sandwiches din, justice, between mercy and kindness. I think that the idea is the following. The main intention of God in this world, and that we'll see we have to emulate, is chesed. God wants to shower this world with total kindness, and therefore he created it out of a total expression of his kindness. No, we didn't have to do it. It's not because we deserve it, right? He created us because he wants to shower his goodness on us, total kindness, total chesed. However, in order that that chesed, that kindness, should be established, it has to be deserved. And therefore there has to be mishpat, there has to be justice. But in order to temper the justice, so the justice doesn't totally prevent the kindness from taking effect, there has to be also mercy, charity. So those are the three attributes that God has in order to keep this world going. The main attribute is kindness. In order that that kindness should really be kindness, there has to be justice. It has to be deserved. But in order that that justice should not prevent the kindness completely, there has to also be a certain mercy to temper that justice. That's called tzedakah. With human beings, it's the same thing. A person has to, in this world, act and expect justice and demand justice and work for justice. On the other hand, he has to temper his quest for justice with mercy also. And the way to do that is through kindness. And the idea being the following, that what is kindness? What is chesed? Chesed means totally putting yourself in somebody else's place and negating your ego for the sake of someone else. Kindness is where you give. You're a giver, you're not a taker. You don't consider yourself, you consider only others. And that's the attribute of God when he created the world. He didn't get anything out of it. It's not for his sake. It's total giving. And therefore chesed is total giving. And that's why in order to be able to temper justice, you demand justice, you judge other people, right? You judge their actions. And that's okay, because if there's no justice in the world, then the world can't exist, and then God's kindness can't be fulfilled. So there has to be justice. On the other hand, if it's total justice, it's too harsh. And then it may totally obstruct the kindness from ever coming. So therefore, you have to be able to temper that justice with mercy. How do you do that? By totally putting yourself in somebody else's place, where then you can, it says in Pirkei Avos, Al todin es chadercho ad shetagia lemkomo. Don't judge your neighbor until you come to his place. So there's many different meanings what that means. Okay? But I think one meaning is this. If you want to judge somebody, right, you're going to be very harsh on them if you don't put yourself in their place. If you put yourself in their place and you look at them as if they're you, when it comes to you, you're very merciful. You judge yourself very favorably. You're not too harsh on yourself, right? You give yourself all the excuses and all of the justifications. And therefore, if you will transfer yourself into somebody else's place and feel like you're them, then when you judge them, you'll judge them with mercy also. You'll also give them the benefit of the doubt and so on. And that is called nosei ba'olim chaveiro, where a person's able to share the burden of someone else and actually come into their place and feel what they feel and experience what they experience. And that was the hallmark of Avraham Avinu's chesed. Where do we see this idea of chesed? One place, I've said in the past, Avraham Avinu invited these guests to his home. Instead of bringing them into his house, putting them down in his lavish salon, right? Nice, cool, air-conditioned, opened on all four sides. He leaves them under a tree outside. It was a hot day. Now, I would imagine that it was cooler inside the house if it's airy than under a tree on the outside. And also, it doesn't seem to be a great host. If I would, you know, bring guests home and leave them outside and bring the food outside to them, my wife would have my head. Bring them in like a mensch and sit them down at a table like, be a good host. And Avraham Avinu was rewarded for doing that. We got the mitzvah of sukkah because of that. So obviously it was a good thing. So I once wanted to explain the idea is the following. Sometimes people want to do kindness, but they're really doing themselves a favor, not the other person. Right? An example, you go to visit the sick. So you want to have the mitzvah of bikur cholim, of visiting the sick. Now, ostensibly it looks like you're doing that person a favor by visiting them, right? They need company, they need somebody to comfort them, to take care of their needs or whatever. You find when you come that the person's asleep. Now, usually sick people like to sleep, right? It's hard to get to sleep in the hospital. So, but you want your mitzvah. So you either rudely wake the person up and tell him you're here, or you send in the nurse to see if he's awake, meaning wake him up, I'm here. Or you walk in the room, knock over a chair, and the person wakes up from the noise, and you say, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. But you did mean to wake them. You want your mitzvah. So in that situation, it looks like you're the giver, but really you're the taker. You're manipulating this person to get your mitzvah, bikur cholim, not doing what the person wants. Real chesed is putting yourself in the other person's shoes. What do they really need? What do they really want? Now it's good for me. What makes me look like a good host? What makes me get my mitzvah? What do they need? Avraham Avinu saw these people and they were in a rush. And he begged them to come and to be his guests. Now, if you're in a rush somewhere and somebody invites you into their house, so they usually comply to make you feel good, right? And they are sitting on pins and needles. I'm going to be late for my appointment. I'm going to miss my plane, right? And I can't just walk out of somebody's house. So they're very uncomfortable. So Avraham Avinu said, look, I see you're in a rush. I'm not going to even make you come into the house. Everything will be outside. And I'm going to give you milchiks, ready-made, eat and run, if that's what you really want. But if you're not really in a rush, you just said that to make me feel good because you didn't want to bother me, and you really have time, I'm preparing a nice meat meal. You can wait around and have a nicer meal. It's up to you. Whatever is good for you, that's what I want. Not what will make me look like a better host. That's chesed. Chesed is putting yourself in the other person's shoes and doing what's good for them, not what you will be, elevated and aggrandized by doing. Another place we see the same idea. When Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Bris Milah, so it says he went to ask advice from his three friends. And he didn't ask advice to do it or not to do it. But he wanted to hear from them how they saw this mitzvah, because how you do it and what your intentions are also is important. And a person never knows when he's biased and subjective. He wanted to hear an objective view. Right? That's the purpose of advice. Advice is not so much to get information, but it's to hear an objective view of what you can't be objective, because you're subjective when it comes to yourself. So he went to Onir, his friend, and Onir said, I think this is a bad idea, because I think that you're going to die from the operation. So God probably wants you to commit suicide. He left him, he went to Eshkol. Eshkol said, you know, even if you survive this operation, you're putting yourself in jeopardy, because you just conquered four kings and their relatives are looking for revenge. If you make yourself vulnerable by making this operation, even if you survive the operation, you're going to be vulnerable. They're going to take advantage and take revenge on you in your compromised state. So, not a good idea. And finally, he went to Mamre. Mamre said, look, God did a lot of miracles for you. He saved you from the fiery furnace. He saved you from the four kings. He let you have the victory over them. Right? You live a charmed life. You live a life of miracles. If God told you to have bris milah, you're probably not going to die from it, and you're probably not going to be in jeopardy from these things. Go do it. Because of that, God appeared to Avram in Mamre's portion, because he gave him good advice. Now, it always bothered me, first of all, why didn't the other ones get punished for giving him bad advice? But the idea is the following. In order to really give advice to somebody, you have to divest yourself of your bias, because he's coming to ask you for objective view. So you can't give him your bias, your subjectivity. So if, when somebody comes to ask for advice, you say, well, what would I do if I had that issue? Then you are basically not giving any advice, because you're substituting your bias for his. What you have to say is the following. If I would be him, with all of his circumstances and conditions, but I wouldn't have his bias, right? What would I do? Then you're giving good advice. Onir and Eshkol said, if God gave us that mitzvah, and we would be 99 years old, then it'd probably be suicide. But Mamre was able to put himself into Avram's shoes. If I was Avram Avinu, that means God saved me from the fiery furnace, and God saved me from the four kings, then I'd look at things differently. So only he was able to transfer himself into Avram's shoes and therefore give him good advice. So, and what was the reward? That God appeared in his place. Only a person who can be objective, who can divest himself of his bias, can really see God. Because if you don't, and you only look and see what you want to see, and what you see, what you're biased to see, right, what your desires make you see, then you'll rarely see God. You know, they say that there's a difference between a window and a mirror. A mirror, you only see yourself. A window, you see the whole world. What's the difference between it? A little silver. A little money. Right? A little money, all you see is yourself. Take away the bias. Kesef also means desire. Take away the desire, you can see the whole world. Or those who can really see God are people who can be objective. If you're not objective, you're subjective, you're always going after what's good for you or whatever, then you're never going to see God. So the reward of Mamre for being able to put himself in Avram's shoes, and that's the real chesed. The giving an etzah, giving advice is a chesed, it's a kindness. But it means divesting yourself of your subjectivity and putting yourself in the other person's shoes and giving them advice as to how you would see things if you were them, but without their subjectivity. And that is exactly why Avraham Avinu prayed for the people of Sodom. On the one hand, these people were destroying the world. They were wicked people. They stood for the antithesis of what Avraham Avinu stood for. They were the antithesis of chesed, right? They never did any kindness, right? And he was the pillar of kindness. You would imagine that Avraham Avinu, right, would look at them with disdain and be happy if they were destroyed. That's only if Avraham Avinu looked at them from his poor perspective. But if he was able to put himself in their shoes, then he could ask mercy for them. So in order to have din, and din is important, and the Ramban says, Avraham Avinu would have been happy either way. If these people deserve to be destroyed, and they are preventing the world from existing and flourishing, and therefore they are preventing God's kindness to come to the world, then what's kindness is to destroy them. if they can be saved, right, then mercy is proper. The only way you can have that and judge them properly, right, as we said, don't judge your neighbor until you come into their place. Put yourself in their shoes. Feel what they feel. Then you can have temper your justice with mercy, and then you can really decide whether what's proper here is justice or mercy. And that's why it says, Godol hachnosus orchim yotzim hakbalas bin yashin. We also wrote from this sedra that Avraham Avinu was having a communion with God, and in the middle he sees these guests coming, and he tells God, could you wait? I have nothing more important to do than talk to you. So we learn from there that it's greater to receive guests than to receive God's presence. The idea being the following. Receiving people and bringing them into your home means that you take your place and you make it theirs. Right? You are mevater. You give up and yield your place, your palace, your castle for somebody else. That's the same idea as putting yourself in somebody else's place, negating your ego, and making place for someone else, which is exactly what God did when he created the world. Right? Kibiyachol, God made room for the world by pulling himself back. Because God is everywhere and everything. So he had to pull himself back to leave world a place for a world to be. Right? And therefore, receiving guests is emulating God. Receiving God's presence is just viewing him. The purpose of observing God is to emulate him. So what's greater, the emulating or the viewing? For sure the emulating is better, because that's the goal. So it's greater to receive guests than to have communion with God, because the idea of receiving the guests is emulating and being like God. It's better to be like God than just to have a communion with him. I was thinking also that this was the test of Akedas Yitzchak. If you think about it, both Yitzchak and Avram, right, it's called Akedas Yitzchak, with the emphasis on Yitzchak, but it's the test of Avram. So which is it? Was it a test for Avram, or Lechor was a bigger test for Yitzchak, give up his life? So I was thinking the ideas, and it says that both of them were praying. We asked to be answered, like God answered Avram on Har HaMoriah and Yitzchak. What were they praying? That shouldn't happen? What exactly was the prayer? So it says that Yitzchak told Avram to bind him, lest he move out of fear or whatever and invalidate the sacrifice. What was he thinking about? Not himself. He didn't have a mitzvah to be a sacrifice. But Avram Avinu had a mitzvah to make him a sacrifice. And if he would move the wrong way and become blemished, he would make it that Avram Avinu couldn't do what he was supposed to do. So Yitzchak was thinking about his father, not about himself. And Avram Avinu, it says, when crying to the Akedah, Lechor, what was the crying? He was happily doing God's will, right? And fulfilling God's will, right? With that he was happy to do. But he put himself in his son's position, right? And he felt, what is my son going to go through? My son is losing his life. He could be in this world or whatever. So Avram Avinu put himself in Yitzchak's place. Yitzchak put himself in Avram's place. That was the test. The test was not if Avram could do God's will as Avram, and not if Yitzchak could give up his life as Yitzchak, but could Yitzchak pass the test of putting himself in Avram and feeling what his father's going through, and could Avram put himself in Yitzchak's shoes and feel what his son is going through? That was where the test was. And that's why the Rebbe Mishlam told him that. That's the test. Kachno es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Take your only one beloved son, Yitzchak, and you put yourself in his shoes, and the test is not going to be whether you're going to be able to listen to me. The test is going to be able to be, are you going to be able to take Yitzchak's life feeling from his perspective? And is he going to be able to be that sacrifice from your perspective, not from his perspective? And that is why in the end Avram got a double bracha. The first bracha he got is because he listened to God. But that wasn't the main test. Yan asher asisa sadavar azeh. And you didn't hold back your son. And you did what I told you to do, you get a bracha. But you get a bigger bracha. Ekev asher shamata bikoli. You listened into what I said. And you heard that I said that I want you to experience this not from your standpoint only. I want you to experience what your son is experiencing. And can you still do it? Because of that, you got even a bigger bracha. So we, the Jewish people, have these three qualities. We are Rachmanim, we have the idea of mercy, we have the idea of Baishanim. Busha is shame, which represents Yirah Shamayim, din, justice. When you do something that is out of the realm of justice, you feel embarrassed because you sway from what is proper, what is righteous. So that is what's called Mishpat, is Baishanim. And we're also Gomlei Chasadim. But we need all these three midos to be able to function properly. Justice by itself is very good. But if you go with pure justice, you're going to obstruct, the kindness will never come. Everything will be destroyed. On the other hand, if you go with total mercy, then sometimes you will allow things that will make it that the world can't bring the kindness, because the world's going to be a destructed and corrupt place. So you need a balance between justice and mercy. What gives that balance? Chesed. When you can put yourself in somebody else's place and then judge them. So you'll for sure judge them with a lot of mercy, just like you would judge yourself if you had to judge yourself. Person always judges himself and gives himself the benefit of the doubt. That's why it says don't judge someone else till you put yourself in their place. Literally. So therefore, in order to fulfill and protect and preserve the original kindness that God had in creating the world, you need justice, but you need the justice tempered with mercy. And the only way to do that is to emulate God's chesed, where he put himself and to a certain degree negated himself for the sake of creation. You have to negate yourself for the sake of other people. That's chesed. And if you can do that, then you'll be able to balance justice and mercy, and then the world will be able to exist properly, and God's kindness will be able to be fulfilled. So if that's the way we live, and we're able to take our midah of chesed, and with that, be able to balance out justice and mercy, which are both necessary, then we'll fulfill what the midos, the character traits of the Jewish people. We are Rachmanim, mercy, we're Gomlei Chasadim, chesed, and right in the middle is Baishanim, we're also people who can have shame because we're not doing what's proper, and when you do something improper, that is a result of not having justice. So we have a feeling of justice, what's just, what's merciful, what's kindness. When you put them all together the way that we explain, then you have a world that can function. And that's why Avraham Avinu was chosen, because he would instruct his children on all three things. He would instruct them how to do mishpat and tzedakah through the medium of chesed.